Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I'm very excited to be sitting and talking on the telephone with Cheryl Lawson. Cheryl, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited. You've got a lot of stuff going on. You've got a big event we're going to talk about coming up here in, I think, 21 days, 22 days, I think. You've got the countdown on your website from Cheryl Lawson from smtulsa.com or socialmediatulsa.com. But Cheryl, can you share a little bit about your story? This is your seventh annual social media or SM Tulsa conference, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So, just share your story.
Yeah. So I'm originally from Tulsa. I don't know that a lot of people know that. Tulsa is home, and graduated from Booker T. Washington High School. But I was that kid who, had to leave Tulsa immediately, right?
Right.
Now that I'm an adult and I see kids on Twitter talking about, you know, I got to get out of Tulsa. I'm thinking, no, Tulsa's great. What are you talking about?
Right.
So sometimes they have changed a bit. But yeah, I left here and traveled a bit with corporate America and spent about 16 years in corporate America and several different cities, I think 10 cities in all. Tulsa has always been home. And back in 2008, my dad was ill and eventually passed away. And I was traveling back and forth from California to Tulsa to check on him and, of course, check on my mom. And I just decided that I didn't want my mom to be here by herself. And so I made the step to move back home. And it has really been an amazing experience for me. When I was out in Southern California, I was a part of the social media community, the 140 conference, some of you might have heard of or experienced here locally. And I met so many people and networked with so many people in that organization or in that group. And when I came to Tulsa, I was looking for that community, you know, other geeks like me who loved social media. And I didn't see it at the time. And so I started it. This was, around early summer 2010 when I officially moved back. And Mashable was doing something called Social Media Day. And it seems like so long ago that was the first Social Media Day. And they were using Meetup and you could plan a meetup for your city, and no one was doing it for Tulsa. And so I raised my hand and started planning the first social media day in Tulsa. And we, with a couple of weeks notice. So I'm pretty used to this last minute stuff, apparently.
Right.
But we had about 25, 26 people show up. And from there, we created just this community of people who are interested in these tools, who are interested in marketing and finding out more about social media. And I'll say that the difference between the Tulsa community and the Los Angeles community was, you know, everybody in the LA social media community at the time was a social media expert. Right? So you weren't going to go to a meetup and find somebody to do business with. Unless they were, had some sort of collaboration opportunity. But in Tulsa, we started to get doctors, massage therapists, dentists, lawyers, and people from all walks of life and every professional background coming to our meetups. And it was just incredible because we were able to find people to do business with who also had this connection on the internet. So it was face-to-face plus online, and it was really just an amazing experience. And then, too, I was able to explore my hometown in a way that I hadn't done as an adult by going to different restaurants and bars and different things for our meetups. And our meetups started out with, a few speakers, maybe one speaker. We'd go to a local restaurant on a Thursday or Wednesday night and bring, you know, 20, 60 people sometimes.
Wow.
To the meetup. So, you know, in the middle of the week. And our first meetup, by the way, was at Fat Guys in Greenwood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's... Yeah. So, in fact, that location, my dad's office used to be right there on Greenwood. So it meant a lot to me to be in that space doing kind of my thing. And I might have gotten a little emotional.
right.
But it was really great. And so eventually, though, what I noticed was people at these meetups were doing more one-on-one connections. Like, you know, I've got my phone in my hand. Hey, how do you do this app, or what app do you use? Right. Very similar to this conversation, right? We're asking each other questions and having conversations. And so exactly. I thought, okay, why don't we just keep these meetups very social in nature and people can learn from each other? Uh-huh. And so we started doing just social meetups. And so the conference was born in 2011 out of people coming to the group really wanting to learn. So I had to find a mechanism to both teach and learn from members of the group. And so the conference was born in March of 2011. We had our first conference at the Hyatt downtown, and it was a half day. We started with lunch and ended at the end of the day. And okay. it was really an incredible experience. And so now, you know, a few years later, we're 2 days and 20 plus speakers. And, right. and now we're moving up to the Hard Rock Hotel Casino. So
that's awesome.
I think yeah. our community still stands, right? The conference, I think, at least in my opinion, is just an extension of the community that we created.
Right. That's exciting. And
yeah, I always tell people the conference came about because I really wanted to create the conference I want to attend. I mean, I'm kind of a conference nerd too. So yeah, I like yeah. going and learning from other people, and that can get a little costly when you're traveling to do that. And so I thought, you know, why don't I just build the conference I want to attend. And you
had done some event planning too, yeah, correct?
Absolutely. So that was my business originally, is Party Aficionado. And those mm-hmm. those of your listeners who follow me on Twitter, that's my personal Twitter account.
Yep.
And so, you know, it also gave me an opportunity to become my own client, right? From yep. a business standpoint, you know, I think I mentioned 16 years of corporate America. I've got a couple of degrees. You know, it's hard to afford somebody like me.
Right.
Right. My brain costs a lot of money. Yeah. So it was difficult to find just clients who wanted to spend that kind of money at the time. But social media was a way for my event planning clients to stay in touch with their with their communities, but online. So, you know, a little bit more history. When I started my event planning company, I left corporate America, started the event planning firm, and then a couple of years later, the market tanked, right? 2007, 2008.
Right.
And so social media at the time was how I kept clients, because I had spent a few years back in 2005 and 2006 with one of my clients whose attendees were very young, 18 to 24 year old women who, you know, spent their entire lives on MySpace at the time, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we talk now about daily visits to Facebook and, you know, clicks on Twitter, but, you know, MySpace, that's where they lived. I mean, they were on 24/7. And so it was, and because it was the only game in town, it was great to be able to create communities and learn from the communities as they migrated to Facebook and Twitter and eventually everywhere. But that was kind of how the transformation from planning events to social media began. And that's why what I thought Social Media Tulsa and our conference would be, you know, hey, I'll be doing event planning and people will start to notice and maybe then they'll want to hire me. And eventually people wanted to hire me to do social media for their events.
Okay.
And so, you know, so Social Media Tulsa became its own entity. So we've done social media for those of you who remember the Center of the Universe Festival for all 3 years. I've done social media for the Route 66 Marathon for the past 6 years. And last couple of years, we've had a team at Scott Fest. So some of your favorite events in Tulsa, Social Media Tulsa is behind it. So
that's awesome.
Or at least we're the people you connect with online. So yeah, so now we have the conference is one thing, SM Tulsa Conference, and Social Media Tulsa is kind of the arm around if you need social media help throughout the year. So the conference is the once a year, get in, we bring in experts from all over the country and locally. And so you can kind of refresh. It's like a professional development conference. And so every other profession has professional development, with the exception of social media professionals in some ways. At least it's not as acceptable to bosses wanting to pay the bills. But
right.
I think it's time. And Tulsa certainly needs that with the great startup community and business community that we have here.
Well, now, with the SM Tulsa Conference, you guys kind of have a focus over the year, correct?
Yes.
And what's kind of the focus this year? Can you share some of the speakers, some of the topics?
Sure.
And it's March 30th and 31st, if I didn't mention that. So I want to make sure we mention that.
Thank you for that. Yes. March 30th and 31st. This year we're at the Hard Rock. Yep. And so we have a bit of a theme. Most of speakers this year are going to be talking about different ways to create content. We are going to talk strategy. Okay. We are going to talk about how and the why of social. But, you know, last year we had a pretty heavy focus on analytics. And because I think that the birth of analytics and the growth of analytics in the space warranted us to looking deeper into how to measure and show results. And we'll have some of that again this year. In fact, a couple of our speakers, Jared Carazels from Heroic Search, will be talking about SEO and things that, you know, a lot of people want to talk about from their website perspective. And then Tom Bowen from Dallas, he'll be talking about tools that you can use or that we can use that are, you know, not going to break the bank to measure all of those things that we've been doing on Google Analytics and all these other analytics tools. But the majority of the speakers are going to be talking about creativity, content creation, you know, how to create content that stands out above the noise, because now everybody's doing social media and content creation. We have Robert Bochnack. He is the social media director for Harvard Business School's alumni office. So he's going to talk about kind of some of the rules of social media engagement and how to know when to connect with people online and what to do and how to engage people. That's always been a challenge for a lot of businesses. When do I respond? How do I engage? Even especially if you are creating an audience, and how do you engage with them? Shayla Price from Florida is coming in, and she's going to be talking about user-generated content. That's, you know, that is the chupacabra. That is the unicorn that every marketer is after.
Right.
How do I get my users to create the content for us, right? So that we're not consistently and constantly trying to create something new. And so she's got a lot of experience with encouraging user-generated content. So our talks this year are very specific to an entire marketing plan. And you can do everything from cause marketing to video and live, you know, live streaming is huge now. So Eric T. Tong will be here talking about how that works, how social video works as a part of your marketing strategy and your social media strategy. So a lot of the speakers have just, you know, we pride ourselves on having a diverse group of speakers.
You really do. And you have close to 20, you said, or over 20?
Yeah,
or?
Right now we have 20, and there might be one more added here in the next week or so.
That's exciting.
But yeah, so, you know, different age groups, male, female, from different ethnic backgrounds. So, you know, I definitely, it's important to me that our speaker lineup look like the audience.
Yes.
And look like the audience that we'd like to have. So you'll get perspective from different people who are actively using the tools. And I think that's one thing that makes SM Tulsa Conference different is, yeah, we have speakers and people who have spoken in other places, but these are people actively using the tools that they're going to be talking about and not necessarily just, you know, recycling a speech that they've been giving on the circuit for a year or two.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited about it, and I'll be going and hopefully interviewing some of the speakers and maybe producing a podcast after that. We had Ryan Daly, who's also speaking at your at the conference, I believe last week or the week before that. Well, Cheryl, tell us, like, I know there's a lot of things probably that's very exciting to you, but what's the one thing that you're really excited about in your business right now?
Well, the one thing I'm excited about is that people are starting to come around to the fact that social media is not just something that's touchy, feely, and emotional. Right? We're able to now measure with specific links. We're able to measure sales. We're measuring return on the relationship that we're building. And not just, hey, you know, we got some comments or we got some likes. I think the maturity of the platforms and the analytics tools around them really excite me, because now you can make a real business case for social media and engagement and why you should be doing something. I'll give you a really quick example. One of our events that we worked last year, it was a great event and everything was, you know, ready to go. Day one, the website went down.
Oh no.
Ticket sale. And of course, online ticket sales were cheaper than if you bought them at the door. Right. So, you know, everybody's panicking and, you know, the organizers are going crazy. And one simple post I made to the social platforms was, hey guys, thank you so much. You have overwhelmed our system. Will honor the online price at the gate. And that completely changed the mood of people. It changed how they were reacting on Facebook and Twitter about the website being down.
Right, right.
It changed the conversation to, oh my God, we have to get there. Because if so many people wanted tickets to crash the site, we've got to be a part of it. So I think that just the way social media now is, you know, changing conversations from maybe negative or not so positive to positive. It's a great communication tool. I love how, you know, some of our local brands are using social media to not only get us excited about their business, but also using it as a customer service tool. If you have a question nowadays, people are more likely to go to your Facebook page or to tweet you the question than they are to go look for your contact us page on your website. And for me, that's pretty exciting, because as somebody who spends a lot of time on social media, that's where I want to ask and answer your questions, right? I want to answer them in the space that you're most comfortable being. So that really excites me.
Right. Well, that's awesome. What would you say, Cheryl, is the best business advice that you've ever received?
Wow. So probably to care. I know that sounds cliche, but if you care about your business, your clients, your partners, your investors, your stakeholders in general, everything stems from that piece. I mean, my mom was an English teacher in the Tulsa public school system for years and years. She's retired from that. And then she taught for drum right in one of the welfare to work programs, teaching adults to pass the GED. And everywhere we go, somebody is recognizing my mom, and she's a local celebrity, right? So teaching in high school and junior high for 30 years, you're going to run into some people locally that you know, and she does. And people remember her not for being the easiest teacher, because she was not, and not for how they, you know, how they got away with things in her class, because they didn't, but because they realize maybe now so more than ever is that she cared about their future. And so I'd say my parents probably taught me that lesson first. And then you hear it a lot around from business people. And, you know, I think Scott Strath and Gary Vaynerchuk would say, you know, giving a bleep about people. But you do have to care about the people that you come in contact with, and why you're doing what you're doing. And so, you know, I'm doing Social Media Tulsa because I really want businesses here locally to be successful. I want them to use these tools that are, you know, maybe not free from a time investment and maybe not even financial investment anymore, but they're so much easier to access than what we had years and years ago. And I'm old enough to have lived in both genres, and as a marketing professional in corporate America and now as an entrepreneur, you know, the difference in the availability is just astounding. And it's my passion to teach as many people how to do these things for themselves, for their brands, for their companies, or for somebody who, you know, wants to be the next food truck star or the next, you know, cupcake lady. You know, I definitely want people to just understand these tools and be aware of them and just rock them out for their businesses here locally. So I would say the number one lesson I've learned or piece of advice is just to care.
That's good. That's good. I like it. I like it. Well, one last question, and then we've got a special code to give our listeners at the end. So rather than books, I'd rather speak more online with Cheryl. So what kind of blogs would you recommend that our listeners follow?
Yeah. So we talked a little bit before the podcast about how probably a year or two ago, we were all telling people to, you know, clean out your email inboxes and unsubscribe to all these blogs.
Right.
And so now, where do you get information from? There's, of course, there are great podcasts like yours and others, but I think, you know, still getting a little bit of information through email or even following some bloggers is very helpful. So one of my favorites for analytics is Occam's Razor.
It's
Avinash's podcast. I mean, or his blog is incredible, and his newsletters are, you know, are definitely savable and trackable, and you certainly will want to go back and read them over and over again. Sometimes it takes that just to get the concept, but he talks a lot about analytics and dashboards and how to prove your business case for the investment online, whether it's your website or any social media. So I highly recommend Avinash. I got a chance to hear him speak a few years ago, and it was incredible. Seth Godin, of course, is one that, you know, I've never unsubscribed to, because he's always offering insights. Whether you read every one or not, having those available for when you are going through something in your business is always great. I use Google's inbox, so I can just go and search Seth Godin and look for the topic that he's particularly talking about. And one of my favorites from him was he was talking about storytellers and that we're all storytellers. And one of the keys to that is to be a hero in your own story. And so, you know, that doesn't sound like business advice at first, but then as you start to experience things, you can start to relate what he's talking about to your specific situation. And I would say probably, finally, Chris Brogan. I still follow him. Chris's business partner was with us last year as a speaker. And, you know, we just had a great time learning from him. And one thing is how they do email marketing is impressive. So even if you follow Chris and you don't necessarily follow you know, all of the advice, or you don't, you know, sign up for their podcast or for their webinars, because they do a lot of them, just seeing how they do their email marketing and how precise that they are. Right. It really does teach, and I learn a lot from just getting the emails. One of the things that he does is he sends something personal every Sunday, and you get a message from Chris every Sunday. And I know Rob Hatch, who was our one of our keynotes last year, does the same thing. And so you can even just learn from them by being a subscriber, and how often they send emails. If you're on their website and you are thinking about signing up for one of their webinars, if you're on there more than 45 minutes, you'll get an email that says, "Hey, Cheryl, we noticed you've been on the website, or you haven't checked out yet. Let me know if I can help you." And to me, those are the lessons that you can learn, even if you don't follow the clicks or the links that they're sharing. So,
right. That's good. Well, real quick. So smtulsa.com, is the website. March 30th, 31st, the Hard Rock Casino, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And you can register online, which we encourage, right? And you also Cheryl's been generous enough to our listeners that you get a $50 off code, correct, Cheryl?
That's right. If they use the CTA podcast code, and I'll give you a link too for this if somebody wants to just click on it. But if you use the CTA podcast promo code, you can save $50 off regular registration. So our early registration actually closed March 1st. So
you're in luck, $50 off. And you said it was CTM podcast. Is that okay?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. Yeah, that's okay. CTM podcast is the code. Yeah. And we'll have a link on our blog, and we'll have this up. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. This was fun. I hope it was good for you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.